It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. Time now for the song that changed my life. It's a chance to talk with great artists about the music that made them who they are today. This week, Stephen Malkmus. Stephen Malkmus is, of course, the singer and co-founder of Pavement, one of the most beloved and influential modern rock bands ever.
After the glow, the scene, the stage, the set, talk becomes slow, but there's one thing I'll never forget. Hey, you gotta pay your dues before you pay the rent.
The band's been called one of the great acts of the 1990s. They recorded so many songs that capture that decade perfectly. Cut Your Hair, Range Life, Stereo. The band broke up in 1999, and Malkmus has kept on, as prolific as ever, dropping 9 records since 2001. His latest is called Traditional Techniques. On it, Stephen offers his take on folk music. There's a little bit of Joni Mitchell, a little Loudon Wainwright, maybe some incredible string band, even.
High churn rate, enemy of risk, I call dibs on the sax.
When we asked Stephen Malkmus about the song that changed his life, he didn't talk about any of those bands, though. Instead, he threw us kind of a curveball. Take it away, Steve.
My name is Steve Malkmus, and the song that changed my life is Love Will Keep Us Together by Captain and Tennille. Captain and Tennille, for most of history, have not been known as a particularly hip band. I think one of the reasons is a song called Muskrat Love.
Singing and jangin' a jangle, floating like the heavens above, looks like Muskrat Love.
Which was one of their hits. And Muskrat Love is a pretty corny song, and I can see people looking down upon it. But the song that changed my life is Love Will Keep Us Together. The first time I heard Captain and Tennille probably was on one of my parents' cassette tapes. We were more of a cassette tape family because we listened to music more when we were traveling on ski trips or playing dominoes, though, in the house. I'm imagining that's when I heard it first. I was probably 8 years old, something like that. I think, Captain and Tennille, I think it appealed to a young person. The captain, he wore these red suits and red shirts and his hat and kind of totally deadpan, never talk. And it didn't look too different than Captain Kangaroo or the Banana Splits. I used to imitate him a lot. I would put on a captain's hat and imitate playing piano in my Hang Ten pajamas. Do you mind? I want to reacquaint myself with visuals about Captain Tennille, so I'm going to look on my phone and watch this YouTube clip of them playing it live. Now I'm watching Captain and Tennille on a TV show of some sort. Doesn't say too much about where they're playing. It has a classic 70s backdrop. Tennille's got a really awesome gold necklace on. She's hamming it up like she always does a little bit. She always kind of acted out the songs. Whatever. They're just in a power trio mode, so both of them, one thing that's amazing about this television performance is that it's actually live. Playing a little faster, and they're doing something that I don't know how to do, which is play 2 keyboards with their hands raised parallel to each other. Sounds also like the captain might be playing he's a little dabbling with the ARP there. The captain's dabbling with some modern keyboards the kind of keyboards that bands like Daft Punk and Air, just their hearts go aflutter when they hear it. There he goes. You know, it's almost got the sound of Peter Frampton's voice, I Want You. I don't know. That song is, it's a very sweet song too. It has a nice message about growing old together. You know, when you, everybody's going to eventually, we're going to decay a little bit, but I'll still be there with you and we can grow old together. Look, they're having some fun there at the end. Did you hear that clapping? I don't mind that at the end of a song when you kind of add some simulated mirth to the track. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. That was Stephen Malkmus on the song that changed his life, Love Will Keep Us Together by Captain and Tennille. Stephen Malkmus' latest album, Traditional Techniques, is out now. Let's play another song from it. This one's called The Greatest Own in Legal History. Yes, that is the real title.
Faces of hegemony. If you really want to bum out, I got spreadsheets on that stuff. Juvie is jazz. There's someone here who gives a damn. It's me. The greatest own in
That's the end of another episode of Bullseye. Bullseye is produced out of the homes of me and the staff of Maximum Fun in and around Greater Los Angeles, California, a city which has turned orange and burns your lungs when you go out of doors. My understanding from the New York Times Wirecutter is that a pretty decent substitute for an air purifier, if you haven't got one, is to just take an HVAC filter and tape it to a box fan. So that's our recommendation to anybody who doesn't have an air purifier right now here on the West Coast. Our show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our producer is Kevin Ferguson. Jesus Ambrosio and Jordan Cowling are our associate producers. We get help from Casey O'Brien. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, also known as DJW. Our theme song is by the great band The Go Team. Thanks to them and their label Memphis Industries for letting us use it. You can also keep up with the show on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just search for Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.